A free pass for the Wallabies. The team's been granted an economic exemption to come to New Zealand for the Bledisloe Cup, but they need to be here by Friday to avoid MIQ. The Trans-Tasman bubble is frozen for at least 2 months. New Zealanders have the same window to come back, with anyone returning from New South Wales required to go into managed isolation. The Wallabies will avoid that because they've basically been in their own bubble in Queensland and will fly here on a charter. The government reckons the test match is worth between $17 to $20 million in spending for the host region, while broadcast rights are much needed income for the sport. But to use a sport analogy, the decision wasn't such a slam dunk on the streets of Auckland.
No, I don't agree with that. If it's shut for everybody, it should be shut for all people, not just selected people. That's my opinion anyway. Short and sweet.
One rule for all.
One rule for all, absolutely, yes. Yeah, sure.
It's the only way to keep us safe.
Yeah. You would agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally agree. Yes. Yeah. I dare not.
Excellent. Make it happen, yeah.
I think it's fair. If they can control it and manage it, not an issue. We've missed out a lot, so good to have them here.
I don't have a strong view on it, really. Provided we're all safe and secure, it's fine.
I think other people have a far greater right to come here than mere rugby players kicking a ball about.
You think if they're given the exemption, well, why can't people who are away from their families, that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
So I think it's in the benefit of the, you know, New Zealand not to allow people to come in. Yeah.
I don't agree with that because I think that opening the borders is just more opportunity for corona to spread. I believe that we should be in lockdown for a lot longer. You know, close the barriers, but yeah, I reckon another year or two, to be honest.
A lot of people have said, well, if you're going to let the Wallabies rugby team in, then you should let people in who are, you know, separated from their families.
I think it shouldn't matter. I think it should just be cut off fully, to be honest. Just for now, anyway. Because I think it's just going to happen again and again and again until we figure out that that's the way anyway. So, see how it goes, I guess.
It's probably helped the economy a little bit, but then it might also help the economy because since everybody's a rugby fan and everything, so...
So you think if it's something that helps the economy, yeah. Fair enough, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay, but then at the same time, there's other people struggling to come back, so if they want to make an exception, just make an exception with those people as well.
Well, joining me now is Export New Zealand's Executive Director, Catherine Beard. Kia ora, Catherine, so an economic exemption for the Wallabies, how does that sit with you?
Look, I think there'll be exporters and business people in New Zealand who are really disappointed with this decision. It seems very political and it seems like politically kind of picking winners or favourites. Really, the export sector is a $62 billion sector. So really that kind of money for rugby sort of pales into insignificance. And you know, we've been trying for months and months and months to get quite critical workers in across the border and also exporters the ability to get out to do critical things connected with the food supply chain, connected with medical technology. And honestly, it is so, so hard. And the MIQ system is pretty broken from our point of view.
So what do you think is political about it specifically? Where's the politics here?
Well, to just be able to turn that decision around in a couple of days really seems a little bit like a Wiggles take too. And so it sort of seems that, you know, things can be made to happen quite quickly for sports stars and maybe for entertainers. But when it comes to business and, you know, this is critical, we've got people's jobs and whole lives riding on the investment they've made in businesses and building them up over the years. And we can't, you know, we can't keep operating in a system where we've sort of got no way to safely get people in and out.
So do you think there's a double standard here, Catherine?
Well, it certainly looks like it. You know, we've been trying for months to move the dial with MB officials. We've written letters to ministers. We've had incredibly worthy cases that we've put forward. I mean, one of them, for goodness sake, is a business that makes oxygen machines, you know, that they've been needing to install in hospitals around the world. I mean, we went to no end of trouble for that company.
So do you think, well, rugby is given too much of a priority?
Well, it certainly seems like it. And the other thing that we're hearing is there's no MIQ spots going to be available until maybe December, and we've got a whole lot of room set aside, of course, for travelling home Olympians. So, yeah, sports is definitely up there.
Why do you think, then, if you believe or suspect there's a double standard for rugby and they're getting preferential treatment, why do you think that is? What's so special about rugby?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's a popular sport in New Zealand. That could have something to do with it. But, yeah, like I said, some of these businesses, you know, they can potentially earn a lot of foreign exchange for New Zealand. We've got critical people that we need to get in to do critical jobs, and whole industry sectors are actually looking down the barrel of the next seasonal peak, wondering how they're going to get all the crops in and the fruit picked and processed. So, yeah, it's quite a stressful time.
So when you look at this, and you did mention the fact that this was approved within a few days, it was less than 3 working days, and they've got a green light to come in with this economic exemption. Can you give us an idea of how easy it is for the businesses that you deal with to get an exemption?
Oh, incredibly hard, incredibly hard. The bar is incredibly high. And like I said, you know, we've had cases that we think would stack up. I mean, you know, one of the firms is doing post-harvest processing equipment internationally, and that is part of the food supply chain. Some of these companies are part of the medical supply chain. We've had Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade going out and leading New Zealand signing agreements with other countries to say, let's keep our supply chains open, but we can't actually get people across that border. You know, we need an MIQ system that is transparent and accessible for business, critical business travel.
So there's two issues here, right? There's the first one of actually getting across the border. So the Wallabies get an economic exemption to do that, to actually pass into New Zealand. They don't have to do MIQ because they're outside of the danger zone as assessed. So when you talk about MIQ and the need for that, what does business specifically want? Do you want ring-fence spots in the existing quota for MIQ, or how could you be helped?
Yeah, we would like ring-fence. So apparently there is 10% set aside for critical business travellers, but our problem is those business travellers have no way of accessing that 10%. So they need a route to go into MB or somewhere to, you know, put their request in. And at the moment, they're just out there with the general public, you know, sitting on those websites, hitting refresh and competing with the bots. And, you know, people that are maybe travelling just to come home and be with family for Christmas, I mean, all sorts of reasons. So, yeah, it's really just, and you know, I think the business community's done pretty well to be this cut off for this long, but after 1.5 years, the cracks are really starting to appear.
So do you think the government has made a mistake in rubber stamping this?
Well, if they can do this for a sports team, you know, if we had half of that energy directed towards getting this channel for business travel, then I think that would go a long way to helping.
So, Catherine, I just want to be clear on this, because sports brings people joy, right? So the Olympics arguably give some people something to look forward to, their, you know, amazing achievements. It's not that you're against, for example, the Wallabies per se coming here. You just want an equal crack at it.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. We do need to keep our spirits up in these tough times, and sport is a big part of that. And, you know, I mean, they're running businesses as well. So, you know, they have to cover their costs and keep their sponsors happy. But, yes, we just want equal opportunity. We want that set aside. We want to be able to access it and not be competing with every other person, because, I mean, what you have to appreciate is that, you know, some of these projects are super critical. They're big, you know, big dollar projects. And, you know, a whole business could be riding on that back in New Zealand. And that's a lot of employees and their livelihood.
Good to talk to you, Catherine. That's Catherine Baird, who's Export New Zealand's chief executive director.